San Francisco Google employees joined coworkers from around the world and walked off the job temporarily. They protested what they see as the company's mishandling of sexual misconduct charges against high-profile Google leaders. A recent story in the New York Times detailed how the company had paid $90 million in severance to one executive accused of sexual misconduct.
How many of you have a story that hasn't been told because you were scared, because you didn't feel safe, because you feared retaliation? You have our support to share your voice today!
Organizers led the crowd in chants and shared stories that had been collected anonymously of Google sexual misconduct that had gone unpunished. The protests tapped into dissatisfaction at the giant internet search firm over equity in hiring, promoting, and paying women.
Women's rights are workers' rights!
Women's rights are workers' rights!
I feel, as a woman, I feel personally unsafe because I don't know if something were to happen, what accountability measures will be in place to make sure that justice is sought.
This idea that we protect the most powerful, even when there's credible allegations, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, the Me Too movement, all these activations are happening, and then I guess it came to light. And it's sad to see that even what we consider the best companies are not immune to these issues as well.
We're out here just pushing Google to do more, to stand more by its value.
Google's CEO released a statement saying that the employees have his support and that they have, quote, raised constructive ideas for how we can improve our policies and process going forward.
I'm hopeful and that change will come and people will see how much we care about this.
Google employee protesters in San Francisco said that they walked out to get the attention of company leaders. And now that they have it, they are hoping for change. Dina Mitchell for VOA News, San Francisco, California.